Hello, this is Michael Dilworth, chairman of the 12 Visions Party, and this is a TVP training and update audio. The subject of this audio is state party affiliation. The steps and requirements for a state party to become an officially chartered affiliate of the 12 Visions Party. Okay, the first thing you need to do is make sure that you have the latest affiliation policies and procedures. And there should be a link on this audio recording page that says affiliation procedure. You click that page and it'll take you to a PDF which has the outlines of the policies and procedures for becoming an affiliate. Now also there is another link there that says affiliation package. And this affiliation package has several documents in it that are important in the process in being an affiliate of the 12 Visions Party. So you also want to download that package. Again, that there's a link on the audio recording page for that also. You may also go to the affiliate homepage on the 12 Visions Party website, tvpnc.org. You go to there, and then there's a link that says affiliates. You go there, and you may also download your package from that page. And you may also see your affiliation policies and procedures on that page. Okay, so what does the 12 Visions Party National Committee require for a state to be, or state party to be affiliated? Well, we require some documentation, as well as some other things, and that's what we're going to talk about today. First thing that has to happen before any documentation is sent in or anything else is you must amass people. You must have several people to form an organization. You cannot have an organization without people. And for the 12 Visions Party purposes, we require a minimum of 4 individuals to found the party, to create the party in your state. These 4 people are called founding visionaries, and these 4 people are also the officers of your party. And the reason they have to be the officers is because we require 4 officers and 4 individuals to fill those 4 officer positions. And those positions are chair, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary. You may have more than 4 people as founding visionaries. However, you must have a minimum of 4 people. And those 4 people are officers, of course. First thing that any founding visionary has to do is sign the 12 Visions Party contract, which is found on the tvpnc.org website and is also in your affiliation package. That's the first step. You're not a visionary until you sign the contract. Okay, so the next step is for you to formally create your party, create your group, your organization. And how you do that is you have a founding convention, that's the technical term for it, which is basically a meeting where you all come together and you agree to form the party. And how you do that is you have what is called a declaration of intent. And there is a template declaration of intent in the affiliation package. 12 Visions Party National requires 1 original copy of this declaration of intent. Now when you do this, when your group signs the declaration of intent, you may want to have 2 or 3 copies there, 2 or 3 original copies. What you do is you just print up 2 or 3 versions or copies of the same document, and you have all the signers sign all the documents. And the reason you do that is because National requires an original, and your party, your group may also want to hang on to an original for yourself. You may also want to have another one to give to a state authority if they require it. So that's why we suggest that you have two or three copies of the same document. They're all valid. So there's nothing wrong with having more than one of them. Okay, the Declaration of Intent, we do require, the National Committee does require an original copy, and that is to be mailed to the 12 Business Party National, which the instructions to do that is in the Affiliation Policies and Procedure that I asked you to go to at the beginning of this recording. Okay, so that's one document that we require. Another document is the state bylaws. Now, you should have state bylaws pretty much immediately, and you may want to adopt these at your founding convention also. Okay, the 12 Business Party National requires that you use our template state bylaws, which are found in the affiliation package. And you can change the state bylaws only where it is state specific. The reason we want these template bylaws is because they are exactly what National requires. They are functional, and they have already been approved. Again, they're in your affiliation package. Now, there's also on the TVPNC.org website, there is another TVP training and update audio recording that is about state bylaws. I suggest everybody involved in the formation of the party and whoever's going to be involved in the management and the operations of the party, familiarize yourself with the state bylaws and listen to that recording. Excellent recording. Okay, the state bylaws must be accepted by your party. Must be adopted by your party, and they must also be approved by a TVP National. And that's just a formality, because earlier I told you that we require you use the template. However, we still have to officially approve your bylaws. Okay, and when you submit your bylaws, you just submit them by email, and you just follow the instructions in the affiliation policies and procedures to do that. Okay, another document that National requires is a state platform, which is adopted by your party. We have a template state platform in the affiliation package. This is a template, and it is your official platform. Cannot be changed as of now. In the future, we may permit changes, but for now, we're going to use the template version. And all you have to do is fill in your state's name in the appropriate places. And that is a document that is submitted by email also. Okay, another document we require is a requirements report. And what this is a report that outlines what your state's authority requires for you to be recognized as a party, a political party in your state. And we also want to know what it takes for party candidates to get on ballots. That is a document that is submitted by email also. Okay, going down the list here. Other documents that we require, which we talked about earlier, is the officers' contracts. The four individuals that are required, which are the officers, we require original TVP contracts, and those have to be mailed to TVP National. And again, those are found in your affiliation package, and it is also on the TVPNC.org website. Okay, another document that we require, or I should say documents, is motivation statements. Again, the four founding visionaries, the four officers that are required, must write motivation statements that tell us, the National and Mark Hamilton, why they want to be involved and work for TVP or work with TVP. Just a simple personal statement of motivation. And that is submitted by email also. Okay, another document we require is the contact information for the four required officers. We must have their name, telephone number, email address, and their mailing address. And that document can be submitted by email. Now, we also require a statement of contact person, a designated contact person. What we require is a signed letter to be mailed to National stating who the official contact person is, what is the official contact mailing address, email address, and phone number, and fax. Again, that has to be submitted, must be signed and submitted to 12 Visions Party National by mail. Okay, so that sums up all of the documentation required by National. We'll go ahead and recap here. What is required is a declaration of intent. One original hard copy is required and is to be mailed to TVP National. We also require adopted state bylaws. We require those to be submitted electronically by email. Another document that we require is the signed TVP contracts for all the officers. They must be originals and we must have all four, and those are sent to TVP National. We also require the motivation statements for the officers. Those are to be submitted electronically by email. We also require the contact information for all of the officers. What we require is the name, email address, phone number, and mailing address for the officers. We also require a signed letter which states the official contact person's name, address, the email for the party, and the phone number and fax for the party. Okay, another document we require is the report, the requirements report. That is required to be submitted electronically by email. And we also require the state platform to be submitted by email electronically. Okay, and when you submit all these documents, at this time, the documents are to be submitted to Lauren Taylor, who is the 12 Visions Party National Committee Secretary, and his email address is lt@tvpnc.org. And you may find that address is in the policies and procedures also. And you send all of your hard copies to, all of your original documents to Lauren Taylor, P.O. Box 603, Hayward, California, 94543. Okay, and when you submit your documents, the key document that we're looking for is your declaration of intent. When we receive that, that is your party officially telling us that you want to become an affiliate party. So as soon as National receives your original signed declaration of intent with all the original signatures of the four required founding visionaries, who are also the four required officers, that will set everything into motion. And you will be, once that is received by National, you will be contacted and notified that it was received. Okay, some more about the submission of documents. As I said earlier, the bylaws must be approved by National. Once National receives the bylaws, they will be reviewed, and a response will be an approval response or a declined response will be emailed to the contact person within 2 weeks. Now, that shouldn't be a problem as long as you use the template bylaws that are in your affiliation package. Okay, once we receive the declaration of intent, the next step is a review meeting. TBP National has to have a meeting with the officers, the four founding visionaries of the state party. And the purpose of this meeting is for National to get to know who they're working with and find out some information about them. There will be all the officers have to be there, and there shall be no less than 2 National Committee officers there. These meetings are usually done by teleconference or in person. Once the declaration of intent and the majority of your other documentation is received, the National Committee Secretary will set up that meeting with the affiliate party, with you. One thing about this review meeting is it must be completed within 13 days of the declaration of intent. No, I'm sorry. Let me correct that. 30 days. 30 days after submission of the declaration of intent, you must complete this review meeting. So that means that you should also have most of your documentation in by that time. In that review meeting, we'll go over all the requirements and see where you're at, see where the state affiliate party is at with all the requirements, and we'll outline what is left and what's required still at that review meeting. Okay, so after the review meeting, and once all of the documentation is received, the 12 Business Party Executive Committee will have to vote to accept the state affiliate. And once that is done, the affiliate will be notified. And once the affiliate is notified, the affiliate request will be sent to Mark Hamilton for approval. And Mark Hamilton will take up to 2 weeks to approve the affiliate. And once Mark Hamilton approves the affiliate, a charter certificate will be issued and delivered within 30 days. And then you are a officially registered 12 Visions Party affiliate. Okay, so let's recap a little bit. You must form a group with a declaration of intent, submit documentation. You must have a review meeting. Your documents must be accepted and approved by National. And the party must be accepted by the National Committee Executive Committee, and must also be accepted by Mark Hamilton. Once your party becomes a chartered affiliate, there will be certain requirements that the party has to stick with or stick by. And all those requirements are outlined in the affiliate responsibility procedure, which has not been published. However, I can tell you a little bit about it. What is required is you send in monthly tracking reports, and you must have regular essence meeting with your 12 Visions Party National Committee regional chairman and vice chairman. So to keep up your affiliation, you must be in contact with National regularly, and you must report all of your nitty-gritty details. Okay, well, this is Michael Dilworth, and this has been a TVP training and update audio about 12 Visions Party State Party affiliation.